Welcome back to the Small Business CTO podcast. I'm your host, Cale Miller. Here, I help Australia's small business community embrace technology to become more efficient, more effective, and ultimately to have business owners get more enjoyment from their work. Today's episode will focus on measuring the ROI of your IT projects. I want to give you some of the tools of the trade and help you understand how you can convert these intangible value creation that these IT projects have into more tangible values, and then perform this analysis to compare an annualized return on investment, much like you're investing in a share portfolio or automation in your factory. Let's jump straight into it. Have you ever had a project, product, or service put in front of you and you really wondered if it was worth it? Does it really make sense for me to spend $50K per year on this software? Would have I just been better off if I hired another staff member? The value of IT projects are typically indirect, and you need to translate value from this abstract representation into more financial terms in order to get that accurate view of the return of investment. This process is called a cost-benefit analysis, and it's a technique that I learned back when I was a venture capitalist and had to analyze companies to make recommendations whether or not to buy them. Unfortunately, this process can be a bit of an art form. Usually, only investment bankers and financial analysts and accountants are given the opportunity to build this skill. But performing these analyses is actually pretty straightforward for a keen, financially minded individual. I think that financial people can hide and obfuscate these techniques, but with just a little bit of thinking and logic, it is definitely possible to run this analysis yourself. I do it all the time and put these numbers in front of my clients and customers in my day-to-day life to make sure that they understand what the value is of these projects that I recommend to them. So the cost of an IT project is typically pretty straightforward. There is usually a monthly subscription fee or a build cost quoted by an engineering firm. However, how do we quantify the value created from these IT solutions? The exact benefits differ from project to project. However, many IT projects typically generate value in one of the following ways. The first way is in time savings. This is probably the most common value I see from IT projects. It's not in all the extra bells and whistles, it's not in the small little optimizations, it's purely in just saving time spent on a task. Every minute an employee is not working on the core of your business and improving the core of your business is just costing you money. If you're able to automate these auxiliary duties, then you free up their time to worry about these revenue generating tasks and making your business more competitive. Another typical area of value creation is the reduction of risks and mistakes. We've all seen it happen and we all know it happens where someone somewhere will make a mistake on a job they're working on, they send it to the customer and the customer is angry and they need the work redone. And not only does it cost you in terms of the relationship, but it can cost you in terms of the staff having to rework on the job and the materials you've had to scrap because of the bad job. There's also more indirect costs here of knock-on effects of, well, now my staff need to work overtime. Now this other customer job is late. Now we have to cut more corners and increase our defect rate even more. IT projects often aim to just reduce the number of these mistakes by removing the human element and having a machine perform the same task every time, all the time. You end up having a more consistent and accurate process. An undervalued part of IT projects is the ability for them to allow you to make better decisions. Having the right information in real time to make a decision will result in a better decision being made. Some IT projects just focus on surfacing information about the business to enable you to make better decisions. Great example of this is business intelligence and dashboarding. By just having your data in real time, you end up making better decisions. Better decisions can be translated into an increase in productivity, a reduction in mistakes, an increase of revenue, anything. So lots of analytical projects generate most of their value this way. And the fourth area that I think of as being a major value driver in an IT project is just providing a better product or service. When your product or service is of higher quality, you end up being able to charge more for it. Customers enjoy it more, the experience is better, and they're willing to pay a premium for that better experience. Good examples of this might be an AI support desk agent, or just having a reduced defect rate, or having a better website experience. You'll be not only able to attract and retain more of your customer base, but you'll be able to just charge more for that extraordinary service. Okay, let's put what we've learned into practice. I think it always makes sense to use an example to help to solidify what you're taught in these episodes and these podcasts. So let's say you're a cardboard box manufacturing business. You have this current issue where a lot of your jobs are not being completed in the right order, and it's costing your business millions in discounts to give to your customers. You know, let's think that it was 10%. Let's say 10% of your jobs are late, and you need to offer a discount to your customers to make sure they're happy and they don't churn off you. Some engineering firm, let's call it Prometheus AI, comes to you and says, why don't you automate your job scheduling process in order to maximize the profitability of your jobs and minimize your late orders? This job has been estimated to cost about $40,000, $40,000. Is that a good investment? Well, let's start with the value created, and we'll go backwards from there. We'll assume, just for this project, there are only two sources of value creation in automating the job scheduling process. The first is, it's going to save you, the business owner, time, which is worth something that you need to spend time on rescheduling jobs yourself. And the second is, you're going to reduce the amount of defects and reworks required in your business. There are definitely more than just these two benefits, but for this example, let's just restrict our analysis to this case. So let's first look at time saved. So with this solution, you are no longer going to be required to keep a close watch over the scheduling of jobs and have to rejig them as certain jobs get late or blocked or you run out of materials. You estimate that reorganizing and rescheduling tasks takes about an hour a day out of your work. Let's call it half a day a week. So 4 hours of a week, you need to spend time rescheduling jobs. When you times that out, it's about 200 hours per year you spend just on rescheduling jobs. Well, if we assume you pay yourself about $50 an hour, so about $100,000 a year as a salary, that comes out to about $10,000 a year in just pure time savings. Next, let's have a look at the value in reducing the number of defects and reworks. So you might decide that a late order happens 10% of the time. The 10% of your jobs are late. Whenever there's a late job, you need to offer a 5% discount to keep your customers happy and keep them on the books and spending money with you. If you have an annual turnover of $10 million, then there's around $50,000 in discounts issued every single year for these late orders. If you can halve the number of jobs that are late, which is not a crazy statistic, in a lot of these cases, I see more like 80% of late jobs are prevented as we start to like stabilize over a few months. If you can halve the number of late jobs, then you could in theory save $25,000 per year in those discounts. Well, if we add those two numbers together, the $10,000 we're going to save in time and the $25,000 we're going to save in discounts, we estimate that the total value of this project is about $35,000 a year. To calculate that return on investment, let's divide our $35,000 by the $40,000 that this engineering firm has quoted for the job. When you do that, you get an annualized return of 88% per year. For your $40,000 investment, you've managed to make 88% return. I challenge you to find a fixed term deposit, a rental property, or a stock portfolio that will get you an 88% return per year. To me, that sounds like an incredible investment. Of course, there are many other ways an IT project will generate value than what I've just listed here. I've simplified it down to just the four most common areas where value is created. That is in time savings, that is in risk reduction, that is in better decision making, and that is in better products and services. In your own IT projects, you will need to perform your own cost-benefit analysis to come up with your own number. However, with just those four areas of value that I just enumerated before, you'll probably get your estimates right about 80% of the time. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me on LinkedIn. That is Cale Miller at Prometheus AI. Or you can contact us via contact@prometheusai.com.au.